The Titans went down to Georgia. They were looking for a game to steal. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 the game here on this Tuesday. The Titans in joint practices with the Atlanta Falcons, and Gentry Estes of the Tennessean is down there and got to witness it all today. Gentry, I'm going to be honest with you. When I keep reading that they were sluggish at the start, that really bugs me because I feel like that's a theme.
Yeah, it is. And they were sluggish at the start, and they weren't very good the whole time. I'm going to be honest. I think that kind of lets them off the hook a little bit to blame it on a slow start. It was a rough practice. I don't really see any reason to sit here and say otherwise. Before I got on the phone with you guys, I was sitting here thinking, I was like, what good can I say about that practice? And there really isn't that much. The Falcons outplayed the Titans quite a bit on both fields.
Okay, so let's start with Cam Ward specifically. How did he look today?
Hit or miss, but they're late in the, he threw a couple interceptions kind of there at the end. He threw a ball that was tipped by A.J. Terrell, went way up in the air and got intercepted. It was a lot more difficult for Cam Ward than it was for Michael Penix, put it that way. When you're watching both fields, if Cam made a play, it was usually him getting out of the pocket and getting out of system and just making something happen. What the Falcons were doing was very much in system. Penix, Kirk Cousins, just being surgical in what they were doing against the Titans defense. And I'm not going to lie, guy, it was alarming, the gap between the teams today. Now, you can put that on several things for the Titans. You can put that on the fact they've been on this road trip now for about a week. And when they showed up, they did kind of look like a team that had been on the road for a week and was ready to be home. And, we talk about slow start. Maybe that did contribute to just a poor day today. They look like a team that was ready to be home.
Talking to Gentry Estes from the Tennessean down in Atlanta today for the Titans practice. You retweeted Kuharsky, what he said about what Jarvis Brownlee said about practice. He said it was all right. It was BS. We can play a lot better than that. At least the guys are accountable. I like hearing that when they said, we suck today. I don't mind hearing that, Gentry.
Yeah, I mean, there really wasn't a whole lot else they could say. I mean, I'm just being honest. They just didn't do very much well, and I don't think the Falcons weren't phenomenal. I think they had a pretty good day. I think Penix in particular had a good day. He had a few very nice throws to beat the Titans over the top for big plays. But I don't see and the players were put in a little bit of a rough spot too, Joe, because Callahan did not speak. After this practice, none of the coaches did, so it was kind of up to the players to do that. And had they tried to say otherwise, I just don't think they could today. We all saw what happened.
I know you talked about it. They look like they've been on the road, but I just want to add this: they fly first class, they stay in first class accommodations, they get fed 5-star meals. I don't feel sorry for professional athletes on the road. Does that make sense?
Well, no. I mean, obviously, the place they're staying in a pretty nice hotel near the Falcons facility. So that's certainly true. But I don't know. They just look when the team showed up this morning and they're walking out to the field. I was just standing there, having a conversation and just say they just look like a team that's been on the road for a while. They look like a team that's just kind of tired of this.
So you knew going into practice, you had that feeling like, oh God, this is going to, and when you got that before practice starts, Gentry, and you're a smart guy, it's going to be a bad day for that football team.
Well, and it kind of builds on itself, right? But I mean, the Falcons facility, there's a big hill in the back and all the fans are sitting up there, and there were actually quite a few fans. I mean, they had a pretty good turnout today. And so the Falcons are coming out making big plays. There's a lot of cheers. The Falcons players are celebrating when they score touchdowns. It kind of builds on itself when the momentum goes against you. I'm sitting here saying it was just 100% awful. It was. I mean, if you went through, you could probably pick out some good plays here or there. But to me, it was just from the standpoint of, okay, you got two fields going at once, and you look at the field with the Titans offense, and everything looks so difficult for them, and everything looks so easy for the Falcons offense. And it was just kind of that way for most of the time.
Gentry Estes is with us from the Tennessean. And how much of Lloyd Cushenberry did we see today?
Not a lot in the team stuff, but he was out there, and we spoke to him after practice, he said the goal was to be ready for week one. I think that's encouraging. You know, and honestly, if I was to sit here and say what part of this preseason has encouraged me, what part of this preseason with the Titans has led me to reconsider my thought that this team was just not going to be very good? And the only answer I have on that has been the offensive line. I do feel like the offensive line is better from last year to this year. They played well in the preseason game in terms of what they were picking up, what Tampa wanted to try to do. You know, Cam Ward really wasn't touched while he was out there. You get Cushenberry back, and I think that's another, you know, it's obviously a big piece for what they want to do. And I think the offensive line has been a bright spot in a preseason where there really haven't been a whole lot of them yet.
Well, that's at least encouraging to hear. Gentry Estes is with us. There was a report, I guess, last week or a couple weeks ago, Jeremy Fowler from ESPN, that the Titans might look around for another quarterback, whether it was a trade or waiver wire or something like that. Ultimately, they released Tim Boyle yesterday, signed Trevor Siemian to come in and be that third quarterback on the roster. Do you think that this was just basically what they had seen out of Boyle, just got confirmed with a 0.6 quarterback rating in the preseason game? Or you know, what do you think the logic was in bringing in Siemian?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any reason to think it was anything but that. I think, you know, when you see I don't see how anyone could have watched the end of that game the other night and thought to yourself, wow, that's an NFL quarterback. I mean, he really didn't look like he should be an NFL quarterback. And you know, we say that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but you don't normally see that. Usually, you know, it was pretty glaring how overmatched he seemed to be by that moment. So, I think if you're the Titans, you take a look at it. And then Trevor Siemian, to be fair, I think he had a pretty good day today. It's tough when these practices are going on because you're watching one or the other. And I didn't really get a good look at Siemian, but I was told he actually did pretty well today.
You know, we're talking to Gentry Estes from the Tennessee. I'm laughing because talking to you, it's like talking to my son when he's in high school. Hey, how was your day, buddy? And he tried to find something good to talk about. And we're asking you, like, give us something that happened good down there today. And we got a question on the board, Gentry. It says, be honest, how bad can this be for the Titans in 2025? I mean, we're trying to help this football team out with positivity, but I just got a really bad feeling, Gentry, after, you know, reading your stuff today. It wasn't great Saturday. I know it's still camp. I know all that stuff, but I've been around a long time seeing how some of the stuff can just get worse and worse and worse. I guess, how bad can it be? I mean, that's the question.
I think at this point, you're looking for Cam Ward to kind of save the day a little bit.
Oof.
I do. I feel like if he comes in, a good quarterback can change everything, and I'm not ruling that out for this team, especially as the year goes along, maybe by November, December, that he's playing pretty well. But I do think that's kind of going to be what it takes. I mean, there's just no reason to really look at this right now and think this is going to be a good team. And I know people don't want to hear that. I mean, this is the time of the year for positivity and, you know, to kind of try to be optimistic about what's going on. But, you know, and guys, that isn't just because of what I saw in Atlanta today. I've kind of thought that the whole time. There really there's just not anything you've really seen from this team to kind of argue with the idea they're not going to be very good. And, you know, that's about all you can say at this point.
You're trying, man. We love you. You're trying.
Along those lines, though, Gentry, if it is week three, or, I mean, the story would be in Patriots week four or something like that, five, six.
Yeah. Patriots more mid-October.
Yeah, mid-October. But let's say around week three or week four, that's when he has the moment where we're all like, ah, there he is. That's the number one overall pick. Are we all patient enough to wait that long? Because I think so many want to see it now and want to see it in week one.
I mean, maybe not, but I think that's how it's going to go. I think the Titans, I think we saw, you know, what they had behind him at quarterback the other night. So I think it's Cam Ward, if there is a positive to this from the standpoint of, okay, you're not really expecting to win a whole lot this year, it's that there will be some time for Cam Ward to learn and make mistakes and really grow into the job. I do think that will happen. I think Cam Ward, over the course of the season, that's really the measuring stick to me. Is he better in December than he is in September. Is this team improving or just completely falling apart? Are they beating themselves? Are they still making all these mistakes and turnovers and penalties, and it's just ugly? Or are they improving? Or is there signs that they're starting to? I think the big problem last year, and I think, you know, going off the Mike Vrabel era, Mike Vrabel was very good with the Titans at taking a team and making it better than the sum of its parts.
Yep.
There was a year where that, you know, they had all the injuries and they signed a record number of guys and had to bring in all these people, and they were still a pretty good football team. I think what bothered everyone so much last year was they were not as good as the sum of their parts. You know, when you look at the roster, maybe this wasn't a playoff team, but they shouldn't have been as bad as they were. And if you can get to a point where you're not beating yourself, you're not making these silly penalties and turnovers and all the things the Titans did, couldn't cover kicks, all the things they couldn't do last season. If you just are a solid team that plays solid football and gives yourself a chance to win games, I think they'll win more games. But we just haven't seen enough this preseason to really feel like they're going to be much better than last year, like I said, with the exception of the O-line.
Talking to Gentry Assets from the Tennessee, and Gentry, it's a theme on all the shows throughout, you know, here at 102.5. It's like, well, if it starts out bad, what happens to Brian Callahan? I would hate to be a football coach knowing that if it starts out bad, I'm gone. And I'm telling you, it's in the back of their minds. It's got to be, because everybody talks about it.
Yeah, no, and I think both of our teams are in that. Their pro teams in Nashville are in that same boat. I think the Preds are going to run into that too, the first part of their season. And it is. It is a tough situation when you know that there can be consequences pretty quickly like that. You know, but it is what it is. I mean, they're going to have to do something to I think Brian Callahan's a good coach. I think he's a good man. I think from being around him, he's a good person, all that good stuff. But at some point, he's going to have to show that he's an NFL coach and he can get this done. And last year wasn't enough.
Very good stuff. As much as I know it was tough, but you did a great job, Gentry, to put lipstick on that pig, or however you want to put it. So we appreciate it.
Thank you, bud. Take care, guys.
Yep, you too. Gentry Estes from the Tennessee and joining us here on the show. Not a good day is basically what we heard from him. 615-737-1025. So are you nervous? You're nervous now?
About
them having a bad day? Like, is this just going to send everybody into a tizzy?
I got to see tomorrow, man. I got to see tomorrow. And that's the thing about football.
There's always
hockey.
Tomorrow.
Unlike hockey, you have a bad game Saturday, you're playing again on Monday.
Yeah.
Football, you next Sunday. The week,
yeah,
you know,
it's got to sit with you.
It's got to – tomorrow's got to be a hell of a lot better. Hell of a lot better.
615-737-1025. That is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. This September, Tim McGraw will be performing at Trinetics Rock the Cradle in Nashville, a meaningful event supporting newborns and moms at Ascension St. Thomas Midtown. Get your tickets now at rockthecradlenashville.org. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.